Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Yes.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Cleveland Browns Pro Bowl guard Joel Bitonio announced his retirement today, ending a 12-year career all spent in Cleveland. On the Ball Diamonds tonight, Cleveland Guardians continue their series at home of the New York Yankees. Guardians have dropped 2 in a row, but maintain a game and a half lead atop the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds, now burdened with a 5-game losing streak, will continue their series at San Diego tonight. Columbus Clippers kick off a series in Indianapolis this evening. Stanley Cup Finals resume in Las Vegas. Golden Knights hosting Carolina Game 4, Knights a 2-1 lead. Meanwhile, according to reports, Edmonton consulting with the NHL Players Association about potentially hiring Mike Babcock, who resigned from the Blue Jackets for violating player privacy back in 2023. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union, BMIFCU.org/consolidate. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. How are you?
Oh, it's a jam-packed day. It's a girthy day.
Yes, it is.
We got Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters at 4 o'clock. All the behind-the-scenes stuff here at The Fan. And she's got some gossip for today. Rapid fire. At 4:30. Timmy time at 5:30. What's a Timmy time this week?
I figured, you know, what's something that we need to do in the summertime? We need to have a
move to Scotland.
No bagpipe music, though. But besides moving to Scotland, we need to fill our days at home with action movies. What's better than that? I mean, summertime blockbusters. I'm keeping my list. I've got a list of 10 strictly in the action realm. These are the 10 movies that everybody needs to watch this summertime.
I'm excited about
and
this.
And I think I've got a good... I was just looking back there. I was talking with good clean boy Tyler Danberg. I have every single decade except for one represented, going all the way back to the 1970s. So I think it's a good group of 10 movies, and I hope you like it. Reimer, you ever see a movie?
Not often, no.
No.
What's your favorite movie, Reimer? You had to pick a favorite movie. Like your daughter comes to you one day and says, Daddy, what's the one movie I need to watch?
By the way, Jacob Reimer is in for Tuesday Ted, everybody.
How you doing, Rhyme Time?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right, what's the one movie?
That's tough, because I love Hoosiers. I really like, of the Rockies, Rocky IV.
Rocky IV is essentially just a montage.
It's okay.
It's an 82-minute long montage.
It's not on my list of 10. Shame me all you want. I didn't have any of the Rocky movies. I figured that's not... You could argue Rocky's an action movie, but it's a boxing movie. So I tried to... That's a sports movie, different genre for me. But I'm glad you picked Rocky IV.
Yeah, I like Sandlot, too. If I had to go maybe comedy, I'd go Hitch.
Hitch is wrong.
With Will Smith,
Will Smith and Kevin James.
And Kevin James?
Yeah, that is a classic.
what a dumb movie.
My signature at weddings is doing Kevin James's dance. The shuffling.
That's good. We're on the radio, right?
I know. Yeah. Sorry. I'm showing for the YouTube. Showing for the YouTube, too.
The fact that I actually knew the dance that you were referring to is bad on me.
That was false advertising for me. I went to go see that. I expected a Ken Hitchcock documentary.
You went to see Hitch?
No,
I didn't go see Hitch in the movies.
I ain't seen it.
No. That's a chick flick, though.
We have a big announcement today. Dom Tiberi is retiring, except he's not really retiring.
But he is retiring.
Well,
kind of. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Dom's worked here for 45 years. He's 67 years old, and he needs a rest.
Yeah,
okay?
He does.
He doesn't want to do this every single day, and I don't blame him.
And he shouldn't have to.
Today's his last full-time day.
Yeah, Monday through Friday type of work.
And now he's going to take the summer of Dom.
Summer of Dom.
Where he's just going to eat a big block of cheese the size of a car battery.
I hope that he cloaks himself in many tracksuits. I really hope he starts adopting that. Because with his Italian heritage, I think he could have some fun.
He's going to do some gardening. He's going to watch the grandkids. He's going to take a couple months off. Then football season comes around. He's going to pick up a part-time schedule. Mm-hmm. He's going to be around doing some football stuff and some basketball stuff. Not in the same capacity he's been working at for the past 45 years, but still. So today is his official last day. We had a celebration for him.
Yeah.
Served some lasagna. Where's that from? Carfagna's?
I'm just guessing he got Carfagna's catered in.
It was pretty good.
I had a little bit of penne for lunch.
A little penne?
It's always nice when you bring in a sandwich and then, oh, surprise, somebody is having a little shindig and then you get to save that sandwich for another day. I might also eat the sandwich in the middle of the show at some point because, you know, just try it. Someone's got to get fat around here.
Someone's got to get that 38 waist. And that's going to be you.
I'm already there in one brand when I Puma pants, but I'm going to try to stay at a 36, but still going to continue to eat.
So you got together with Dom today.
I did. We talked about this. And are we doing this right off the bat?
I think we should.
So what we discussed was
celebration day.
It is. We talked about a little thing, like a series that we could potentially do because we just have gaggles, oodles of cuck chairs. They're all over the place out there. There's cuck chairs pointed at the ping pong table. There's cuck chairs pointed at each other. There's cuck chairs on both sides of a coffee table. They're all over the place out there. There's no limit to where you can sit and have conversations. And, you know, you've probably been hearing with our guy, Dom Tiberi, like you said, 45 years, retirement day today, a lot of very sweet, very emotional, very professional, you know, pieces that have been done on 10 TV.
Bo Bishop had him on today.
I'm sure did something nice for him.
Bo was very emotional, and they had great conversation, many layers to that conversation. There's not going to be many layers to what we do on this show.
I just want to say what you're about to hear could not be more of the opposite. Not any of those things at all, which I thought would be
what I expect
more us.
I also like the fact that Dom now knows what a cuck chair is, and he actually made a speech to the entire television staff and included cuck chair in it.
It was fresh on his mind.
Fresh in his mind. Here is Timmy and Dobby sitting in the cuck chairs.
I guess this is a first edition of Conversations from the Cuck Chairs. We're out here in our conversation set, and I've got the retiree Dom Tiberi, 45 years at 10. Dom, you ever heard of a cuck chair?
No, but what is that? It's got a cup where you can put a cup in your chair.
These do have cup holders, which that enhances the cuck chair. It's for watching good things. You know, they like to see stuff over there. You watch it. You sit and you watch it.
Okay, I'm learning because I have no idea what in the name of you're talking about. But thank you. It's a very comfortable chair. It's got a desk. It's got a thing to hold a drink
for us to take notes.
Yes, and it's called again?
The cuck chair.
Okay, I don't know that I can say that on radio. Or
what's the difference? You're retired now.
I don't know what you're saying, but I don't know that I want to say that.
Dom.
You're scaring me.
Dom, 745 years at 10. What does it all mean to you?
That when Washington crossed the Delaware, I was there and I chronicled it. No, I'll tell you what. I grew up here. I'll never forget March 30th, 1981. I had just turned 22 years old. I had just come back from Daytona Beach in Spring Break, Florida. I came in here as an intern, and I never left.
Dom, I'm not a particularly young man anymore. I wasn't around in 1981. Do you know that?
Where were you?
I wasn't even a glint in Mama's eyes.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you for making me feel even older, Tim. I really appreciate that. I was wondering why you had no gray hair in that dippity-doo on top of your head.
I don't use the dippity-doo. Why do you always say that?
Okay, you use the Adam King Hurricane Shield stuff.
No. Sometimes it's just a little...
Touch it. Can I touch it?
Please touch it.
Let me see. Oh, wow. It's got...
See?
It does have some product in it.
No.
That is not natural.
I shower.
Some product.
I shower.
Yeah,
let dry.
You put something in it.
And then I wait a little bit, and then I comb it up a little bit. I have to slick it back, kind of like yours.
There is product in that hair. I felt it. No one's hair feels like that. That feels like a cross between a horse's mane... And zebra hair. Have you ever felt a zebra? Clearly, there's something in that hair.
You have a pet zebra?
I have petted a zebra.
Dom, you know, we just had an anniversary party for you. Do you remember that? We were back in the newsroom. It was very emotional.
45 years.
It was emotional, and everyone was there. And I feel like you're kind of milking this.
Do you think I am? Yeah. Well, and guess what? This is goodbye. But it's also, I'll see you later, because I'll be back here for football.
So it's just like the summer of Dom.
Yeah, that, and I'll do a couple days during football. I'm going to keep doing the coaches shows.
So you're not even retiring?
I'm going to keep doing the coaches shows. I'm kind of stepping back. I'm not doing day-to-day. You're going to be dealing with Adam and Nicole on a daily basis.
Oh, dear God. Well, Nicole's fine, but dear God, don't say we have to deal with Adam on a day-to-day basis.
You like his chaos, don't you? Tell the truth. You like it. You feed off of it.
Dom, I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, Tim. Can we go camping?
Dom, you ever spend time in a red Chinese prison?
No. You like a good gladiator movie ever?
I love a good gladiator movie.
Oh, my. Hey, yeah, we can do all the airplane lines. We won't do them today, though, because... We're in the what kind of chairs again?
We're in the cuck chairs here. Conversations from the cucks.
I don't even know that you can say that.
It's too late now.
You've already said it five times.
It's too late now. Do you have any words of wisdom or anything to say to the common man, Mike Ricciardotti?
Mike is a great guy. I will tell him this. Keep moving, because for 45 years I kept moving, and it's hard to hit a moving target.
Thank you, Dom. Congratulations. And I'd like you to come back here every now and then just so we could have some loud conversations.
There's nothing like a loud conversation in the what kind of chair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
And that, everyone, is the whole story.
So after he did this with you, he comes up to me and tells me about the cuck chair. Hold on. I pretended like I didn't know what it was because I wanted to hear him explain to me what the cuck chair is. And I will give Dom's explanation to me. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on Greenlawn Avenue at South High Street. We also have a crash causing some holdup on Riverside Drive at Glick Road. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft & Oak. Show you appreciate him. This Father's Day, show you appreciate him. Ashcroft & Oak. Do it before he says he doesn't need anything. Shop today at nowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30. And he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see scattered showers and storms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and warm and muggy with highs in the low 80s. For tonight, we'll still see a chance of showers and storms linger. Overnight lows right around 70 degrees. And then for Wednesday, the best chance of showers and storms will be earlier in the day. Otherwise, turning partly sunny, hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s and feels like approaching 100 degrees. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Thick Tuesday right here for you. In just 1 minute, Common Man is going to tell us what Dom's reaction was to finding out what the cuck chair is. If you missed our interview back there, I got a chance to catch up with our guy as he retires. But I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health first. Hey, if you have something like ED, what's that stand for, Reimer? ED? Reimer, you know about it?
Erectile dysfunction. That's right.
That's right.
Maybe your peepee's retired.
Well, not only that, but what are you going to watch if someone's got ED? There's nothing to watch. If you're in the cuck chair, you're just bored. That's it. Game over. May as well just go on home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to perform with the best of them, and ED's been hampering you, what do you need to do? Contact our guys at Tri-State Men's Health. Start taking a look around the website, tristatemenshealth.com. Give them a call, 800-900-9654. See about that first $99 appointment. You get the consult with a licensed medical provider, the TMPSA test, and if advised, a dose. And if that doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Stop being okay with just a mediocre sex life. That's not good enough. It needs to be great. People should be buying tickets like that. Come on now. Like, this is important stuff. Make sure that it's fantastic, better than good. So they got an expert staff over there. If you're like a lot of men, you could be doing it the day after your appointment. TriStateMensHealth.com.
We celebrate Dom Tiberi today. He is retiring from a full-time role. He'll be here in a part-time capacity, especially when football season starts. But he's been here for 45 years. And Dom did tell me today about this pubic itch that he has down there.
I got this special shampoo now that really helps my hair.
Right.
Mm.
Kills the little ticks and...
Mm. Kills the ticks.
Lice and whatever's in there.
What are ticks doing down there? Are we frolicking in the nude out at the metro parks?
He's over there by the Glacier Ridge now. He's frolicking. Listen... So you had the little conversation with him where you told him about the cuck chair, all right? And so Dommy comes up to me after he talks to you and says, "Hey, Mike, Timmy told me about the cuck chair." And I played dumb, like I didn't know what the cuck chair was, just because I want to hear his explanation.
How'd you kind of sell that?
The cuck chair.
I'm not aware.
What is that? What's a cuck chair, Dommy? Timmy, he's a filthy guy.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
What is a cuck chair? Ironically, I introduced you to the concept of the cuck chair, but whatever. So, Dom, this is what Dom says to me. Well, from what I understand, for some reason, if some guy comes over to the house and plows your wife, then you sit in the chair and you watch him do it, and then you shout instructions or take notes or sketch little images and dirty cartoons. I don't know what the hell you guys are doing. Does that really happen? Do you really hire someone to come to the house?
Oh, no,
and
no.
And plow your wife?
It's not for hire, Dom. No, this is all, like, just for free. That's what this is.
I said to him, I says, Tommy, you know, you're be retired now. You're going to have all this time on your hands? Be home during the day? Terry, your lovely wife, she's going to be home?
No, she's bored? No.
Maybe you bring Terry in a fine gentleman?
Leave.
And you sit in the chair. Maybe rhyme time comes over?
No, these people are all good and clean. Stop that you're talking it about. No way.
We need to filthy them up. Tyler Danberg comes over? Do you think Tyler Danberg's even seen an R-rated movie? Like, I can't picture him watching any sort of filth.
Maybe I should take him to see Ransom, like I saw Ransom as my first R-rated movie. We'll have to re-release it in theaters. I think it could be a good one. You know, the Give Me Back My Son! Like, we'll go watch
that's
that.
Not filthy
we'll watch
enough
Gary
for him.
Sinise in the shootout in the street. What, should we take him to see Showgirls? Tyler, that's Jesse Spano. She used to be in this show called Saved by the Bell. She was good and clean, and it didn't go so well,
well
for her.
She was good and clean.
Taking it all
for
off.
A little while. Then there's that time she got addicted to caffeine pills.
I'm so excited. You know about that one, Reimer?
You ever watch Saved by the Bell, Reimer?
I'm so scared.
Yes. Yeah. Slater used to call her Mama.
Is that what you call the missus?
Hey, Mama.
Reimer?
No.
No. You have a pet? You guys do pet names?
I guess now with Nora, I guess I'm trying to say Mama a little more, so like that Nora says
yeah,
Mama.
I understand that. But
yeah,
you just kind of shout over there, "Hey, Mama, what you doing?"
"Hey, Daddy."
"Nothing, Daddy."
So what I understand is some guy comes into your house and plows your wife.
I'm glad
you want to watch it.
I'm glad he used the term plow because for whatever reason, that's how I see what he's doing here. We do something, and then moments later, again, we had a celebration for him in a conference room that was catered, and there was a big mingling of 10 TV and 97.1 The Fan personalities all in the same place, and he mentioned the Cuck Chair
I actually,
in front of everybody.
I actually spoke, because everybody's making these you know, big flowery speeches,
right,
and emotional
right
speeches, and Nicole stood up and, "Tom, you like my daddy." "Well, thank you, Nene. You know, Timmy was just telling me about the Cuck Chair," and I said, "Dom, this is mixed company right in here. All right? You saved the smut for the radio section of the building. We got professional people here. We got anchors. Angela Ann is here. All
she
right
doesn't want to be hearing about that, okay?
No, are yeah you kidding?
Everybody, you've got half the anchors that work
the
for
news
the station
director,
are sitting
you got
in there.
Big Rick, the boss.
Yeah.
You don't bring your wife is next to you, for God's sake. We don't talk about the Cuck Chair.
I do love.
It's going to get mentioned on the news now tonight.
You think it will be? You think it will? I think they got plenty of content already.
Yeah, that's
I
what he's
but
doing.
If they are chiming in, or
they have
they're
any content?
Well, I mean, they could
watch
rip
the news.
They could rip the video from the show. I mean, they could take maybe some snippets of the interview that I did with them. Maybe like a different flavor, different speed, or
first
something
of
that
all,
they could show. And I do want to say
that's what he should be doing in retirement.
Yeah,
the newsroom Cuck Chair.
So he
where
has a chair.
During the newscast, they pan off camera to him sitting there.
He's just sitting there
nodding
with a
in approval or shaking his head. "You could have done that better. I read the prompter a lot better back in my day."
Could be something.
Uh-huh.
Could be something. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Let me ask you a question.
Except for we're talking about him being retired. I don't want to see him around that often.
Well, we're not going to see him for a couple months. He's going to take the summer off. Then he's going to be back. Don't worry. He'll come back in here. He is the master of taking Zoom meetings at full volume.
Oh, yeah.
On his computer.
Yeah.
He also will, whoever he's talking to on the phone, personal call, work call,
speaker
doesn't
phone
matter. It's on speaker on volume 1,000.
It could be about his 401k plan.
Oh, that one day that the market was just taking a crap?
Yeah, that one day.
And he
what are you talking
and he
about?
Was on the phone with his advisor trying to move money out. "Damn it, Pete, I'm losing everything."
Pete. Talk to me, Pete.
Nick.
Pizza Mike's
Ned
losing his ass. I am too. What am I going to do?
Mikey, I can't retire now. How many times I heard that the last 2 years?
Yeah.
I can't retire now.
Well,
he's retiring now.
And he's retiring. Well, it has been a couple years later, but we are obviously going to miss Dom. Do you think he would fill in on this show?
For a whole 3 hours? You want to...
Ah, boy.
I'm just saying, that's a big matzo ball hanging out there, Timmy.
It's a good, You want to talk about not having a sheet for a show? That'd be the show.
Oh, like a rundown?
Right. Like a rundown. It'd just be, you know, we talk about how the fewer things that we have on the sheet, the more we like it. I want to get to a point one day where we have the rundown right here. As you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, it's just Mike likes to fit it onto one sheet of paper. And then we can kind of expand because it's not really scripted. There's just some bullet points. I'd like to have a bullet point that just says show. That's it.
A couple years back when the Buckeyes lost to Michigan, the only thing that was on the sheet was Buckeyes lose. That was it. That was for 3 hours.
Was that the year you decided to, you and Bone just decided to boycott?
No, that was the year before. Right through.
That was the year before?
That was the year before.
That was 23?
The one where we said Buckeyes lose was pepper spray game and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They went on to win the national championship. But
that was the
time.
That was the devastating
loss. We all wanted to die.
Yeah.
Much like people do when they listen to this show every single day. Hey, coming up in 2 minutes, we'll talk about our favorite degenerate gambler starting quarterback for college football. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown on eastbound 270 between 23 and 71 on the north outer belt. And there's also a couple minute delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your vehicle summer ready at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Save $50 on an air conditioning recharge. Offer includes a free electronic multi-point inspection of your vehicle. Terms apply. See store for details. Offer ends June 30th. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
When Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Now, today's a very exciting day for reasons that most of you don't care, but Timmy's son, Jack, was going to get his hair cut today. He's got this big, almost Muppet-like mop on the top of his head. He looks like a shaggy dog. You can't even see his eyes. And you told me...
Parents know what this cut
is. Yeah, of course.
Anybody that has a boy that's between the age of 10 and 15 likely lives this haircut. It is just simply called haircut. That's how popular it is.
But you told me he was going today.
He's been talking about it for almost a month now. Since he got his last haircut, he wanted to ramp up the haircut, to which we said, no, you don't realize how lucky you are. You get to go to basically a stylist, like a nice, like chic barber shop.
Chic.
I didn't get to do any of that when I was a kid. I got haircuttery. That's all I got. Supercuts, haircuttery, and you're going to like it.
You know what I got?
Mom or dad did it.
From the time I was... Till I was 18 years old.
That's what I'm saying.
Mom in the basement.
Mom in the basement.
She sucked. So, my hair would be uneven. I'd have blood on my ear sometimes. It was terrible.
Is that why you just wore the skinhead cut? Because
that's
mom
right.
had to do it?
Eventually, I just shaved my head.
Yeah, mom, just give me the Bic stick.
Well, I guess
that's
I'll
all
be
you can
a
do.
Neo-Nazi. It's better than this haircut from mom.
Right. It's no good. So... he's been talking about wanting to do that since the last haircut. And we're like, that's all well and good. I'll take you somewhere cheaper if you just want a buzz cut. That's what he was saying. He's done with the shag, wants a buzz cut. Then
you could do that at home, buddy.
Right. Then when we were talking it through, I'm not sure he realized what a buzz cut is, how it's the same guard the entire way around. I know, because I used to get those when I was a teenager. It was lazy,
because the
headlights. But it saved time. Yeah, and all the lice.
The head lice.
It grows out, get the lice, shave it all off, put the stuff in the hair, and then you're good. But I'm seeing now, and I thought this would be a thing, possible second thoughts now.
What time is it scheduled for?
I hate hearing this. It's supposed to be, they usually go around 4-ish. It could be anywhere between 4 and 4:30.
Is he listening now?
Is he listening now? Let me tell
Sarah,
you something.
Sarah,
the turn wife on the radio. The wife listens. Jack, I don't think, has listened to 10 seconds of the show
since I've been doing this. Now I'm talking. All right, now the voice of authority is talking, his stupid father.
Uncle Mike is talking.
Uncle Mike is talking. Sarah, turn on the radio. I want Jack to hear what I'm going to say. All right? I'll wait.
All right, good? You good now?
She's turning it on.
All right, it's good. She's adjusting her radio dial. There we go.
Jack, listen to me, okay? I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you hear things from your parents, and it's like white noise. It's the same thing over and over again. You feel like they don't know what they're talking about because they're stupid. They're your parents, right? I'm not your parent. I'm just some guy who works with your idiot father. And let me tell you something. I've known you since you were crapping your pants. And I'm here to tell you right now that you look like a bum, an absolute bum who should live under the bridge. And no girl in her right mind is ever going to touch your pee-pee with hair that looks like that. So I suggest you go with your mom.
You contend.
I didn't say I contend. I said I suggest you go with your mom and get your hair cut. Because I know that one day, I mean, you're 14 years old, right? We all aspire to have our peepees touched. And I'm telling you, that is not going to happen with your hair looking like that. Looks like Jim Henson's hand is up your ass. You look like you should be on Fraggle Rock.
You know what? You're a good friend for throwing that out there. Anything that could possibly help him make the right decision in this case. You had the hair. You wore it. The trend was here.
It's over now.
You took part with the trend.
It's over.
This is how life goes. There's ebbs and flows,
story
right?
About my nephew, right? My nephew had the same haircut. 18 years old. Same haircut. Just disgusting, floppy haircut. Decides, you know what? Getting it cut. Gets it all taken off. He's getting all the attention. Walks into the mall. Goes into the JD Sports. You ever been in that store before?
I've not been in the JD Sports.
JD Sports, they got a location.
JD Smith?
Not him at all.
No?
JD Sports and the local mall they got up there in Akron where he lives. The girl working at JD Sports that day, freshman in college, older than him.
Oh, baby.
And let me tell you something.
He's a senior in high school?
He's a senior in high school. I just met her at the state track championships this past weekend.
Oh, you're telling me?
This is who I just met.
Girlfriend?
This is the girlfriend.
He plucked him a true freshman
a
in college?
A true freshman in college.
Oh, my God.
Picked her up at the mall. She was working at the store. He went in as a customer. And it's all because of the haircut. Because I guarantee you, if he walks in there with the same shaggy dog haircut,
it would have been an afterthought.
She doesn't give him a second look. She's way too hot for him.
No. You know what? Sometimes showing your forehead and your face,
if you're a good looking guy,
and your eyes could be a good thing.
And he's a good looking guy. Your son's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah,
he is. He's tall. He's strong.
Strapping.
He's a sportsman. He's an athlete. He's taking up golf now.
He's a
bicyclist. And a fine philanthropist.
Uh-huh.
He's all these things. We just like the
get your hair cut.
The
you look. Bum.
What's the cut we should be going with though these days? Like we're flipping through the book. Like what do we want? Like what are we telling the stylist?
Let me tell you
gotta
something.
Gotta go with
a fade. Fade up from like a zero fade.
Yeah. Here's what I'm down. I'm down with the kids now. Fades out. All right. Fades out.
You want
to do like what I'm doing with the European flow. All right, you want to get some good
but
Euro
pull
flow.
But you got to pull it back.
Oh, you
got to
pull it back. No, pull
Not
it back.
Forward.
No, forward
pull
back.
It back.
Forwards for
flow.
Dogs.
Yes.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to pull it back. Reimer pulls it back.
Reimer's got a little
Reimer's
flow
got
going
a,
over there.
Reimer, you know, we say a lot of things about you. You got a fantastic head of hair. You do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I try to put a lot of effort into it.
Enjoy it. You got a shelf life on that thing. I can tell already.
Oh, man.
Next year's Rogaine time. just telling you. Need some minoxidil.
He'll be with us.
Hey, teams and entire conferences, including the Big Ten, are discussing boycotting Texas Tech games because of Brennan Sorsby and the ruling that the degenerate gambler, the guy who plays thousands of bets, including on teams that he was playing on, is allowed to play because a judge in Lubbock, Texas ruled it so. Now the NCAA is going to appeal this ruling.
It's just so, isn't it so backwards? The NCAA is going to appeal a ruling of its own rule.
Well,
which should be
what is backwards,
black and white and absolute
is
when it comes down to it.
You have his conference, the Big 12, essentially saying, we got to figure out a way for this not to happen.
Yeah. Who's that? Your Mark out there?
Yeah. Big 12, your
Mr.
Mark.
Your Mark.
And you got other teams in the conference saying, we're not going to play these guys. This guy.
I'm not going to show you my gun.
It's ridiculous.
It is, it is ridiculous.
If you don't have the authority to enforce this rule, then you have the authority to enforce nothing.
Hey, good news, though, because a Texas court has scheduled a trial of,
I saw,
of Brendan
Sorsby.
Yeah.
Very timely.
In February of 2027, right? A couple weeks after the college football playoff national championship game. Perfect.
Can I tell you something? I don't think he's going to play.
I don't
think the Big 12 is going to allow him to play.
Because you know why? A chorus can do a lot of things. Do you agree? Like, if there's just enough noise about something, forget about it. Whatever this one judge in Texas said about how, we read that line yesterday. If this happens, if he's ruled ineligible, I declare
that
this will do
irreparable damage or injury, whatever he said.
Imminent harm to this
client. Can I tell you something?
It will, and it should.
He did it to himself.
He deserves that irreparable harm. You pissed away your entire football playing career. To me, that's what you do. I think MLB now has a new rule where it's, 100 games for first offense if and only if there are no bets at all about games you're playing in. That's it. As far as the other one goes, you're permanently ineligible. You ever bet on a game that you are a part of, that's it. It's done. And you know it. You know that, and you didn't just do it once. You did it again and again and again and again. Everybody else's fault, though.
We seem to misunderstand, too, that he's not facing any criminal charges. He's not going to jail.
No, this is the...
All right?
We do this with everything, don't we? This is not criminal, even though he was betting when he was underage. So there can be a criminal aspect to it.
They're not going to charge him for that. But this is like what I say to my kid. It's like, you've lost your privilege. He's lost his privilege to play college football.
Right.
His actions have resulted in the loss of that privilege.
Which is what I say, like taking steroids or betting, you lose your right or privilege to ever be in the Hall of Fame. It's not as if your career is wiped clean. What happened in games that weren't, you know, where you weren't ruled ineligible in a game, you know, if we determine many other people were cheating too, and we're just going to let the stats be the stats, okay, you'll be a stat king for all time. But to me, you don't get Hall of Fame. And that doesn't take away everything that you did, but you don't get to be honored and just sit there and say, oh, well, this is just completely unfair to me. No, it's not. You made these choices.
All right, inside the Buckeyes. Timmy has news and notes for us coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving slow due to an accident that's on Greenlawn Avenue at South High Street. We also have a crash on the right shoulder of eastbound 270 at Westerville on the north outer belt, causing some holdup there. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966. The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Are you ready for a little Inside the Buckeyes?
Well, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready, Reimer? Is everybody else ready?
You ever go to a Buckeye game before?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you like better, a basketball game or a football game?
Basketball.
Yeah.
You don't say. You don't say.
I love the hardwood.
You ever get to sit courtside at a basketball game, put your feet right on the wood?
No, I've not.
No, you haven't. Nope. You're not Bo Bishop.
No. Nope. Not yet.
I have.
You have? I haven't.
Yeah. No?
No. That pisses me off. You've gotten courtside.
No, I don't like, that.
T-Bone's been in a private jet.
He has?
Yes. When he was working for the Hallelujah Station.
I love how I'm just about to get on some soapbox about how I don't like how you don't like that I did something just because I got to do it and I just did it for T-Bone.
I didn't get a chance to do it.
T-Bone's driven a Rolls Royce.
I know.
And he's flown in a... What did he fly in a private jet for?
The Hallelujah Station.
The
Jesus Station that he used
Jesus
to work
station
at.
Station in had the middle of Columbus?
They had their own PJ. Yeah, because that's what Jesus would have done.
Don't say PJ. I don't like it.
Oh, the guy who says I went to the D's for lunch today is going to give me shade instead of Wendy's? Hey, I got it at the D's.
Speaking of D's, did you see
D's nuts?
What?
No, for later on. I have a clip I want to share.
Okay.
It had to do with Cardi B's D.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
And, yep, we're going to go from that comment right into good old-fashioned clean Buckeye talk. So, the longest day in golf has come and gone. I know you're learning more about this.
I watched a little of that past. On the Golf Channel last night.
How great is that coverage? Even though it's sort of funny coverage because they know that there's a lot of golf nerds out there that are interested in this, and there's just some sort of... It's a crazy day to think about if you played in a professional event, 72 holes, and then you don't get a day of rest, you're going to fly somewhere Sunday night, or you've prepared for this, but it's 36 holes, and all likelihood, more holes after that, because you're going to have a lot of playoffs to determine who breaks those ties, because a lot of these sites are giving 4 spots, maybe 5 spots, so there might be 7 or 8 guys tied for those last 2, and then they're going to play that out. They sometimes have to split it up into 2 foursomes.
I saw that Cooch was shut out, though.
Cooch was shut
out.
But
some guy named Moe.
You like that.
That's
right. I
think
it's Mao. Yeah,
Moe.
But I texted Mike a picture of this guy whose name is just spelled like Moe.
Well, now Moe gets to go to the shiny cock.
Yes, to the shiny cock. Yep. In,
you like the
Long Island.
Shiny cock there, Reimer?
I do. It's a really nice course.
Yeah.
It's a tough course.
Very tough course.
So the Buckeye angle for this gave us some good news. Bad news, though, for recent graduate Maxwell Moldovan. We're talking about him in the crosstalk with Beamer. He is a Central Ohio kid, but he's been playing out of Springfield Country Club for the same qualifier year after year after year. And he's had really, really good success. This is not easy to do against some of the guys that are in this field. For him to qualify through there multiple years is an accomplishment. He was one stroke short. So he is going to be an alternate. But the rain was coming down. He had a 20-foot, very makeable putt that was right up the hill. You could see water spitting off the golf ball as it was tracking towards the hole. And it definitely played an effect on how that ball was rolling and tracking. But the weather is the weather. What are you going to do? That's how it goes.
Tyvus says all this should be in a dome.
In the Truman Show dome?
That's right.
That's where we're going to be playing golf. But at that same site. So Maxwell Moldovan still could find himself at the Shinnecock. Neil Shipley, who really came onto the scene last year with his strong play on the Corn Ferry Tour, qualified for the PGA Tour. He's not having the best season on tour right now. Maybe this is what kickstarts it. Neil Shipley, former OSU golfer as well, fired an 8-under, was tied for first at that site. So he will definitely be at Shinnecock Hills in a couple weeks. And then here in town at the Lakes, current Ohio State sophomore Vaughn Harbor from St. Francis de Sales had two of the best rounds of his life, 67, 68, 9-under. He punches his ticket. Former tour player J.B. Holmes was in the mix as well. He's going to play in his first U.S. Open since 2019. I want to go back into some Buckeye football recruiting, so follow me along this road here. We never really hit on who the Buckeyes and running back coach Carlos Lachlan are hot after right now. They had their number one target, five-star 2027 running back, David Gabriel George. Peter David Gabriel George. Remember that name. He was in town. He is as good as it gets. National recruiting guru Steve Wilfong, though, he's starting to cool on the Buckeyes' chances to reel in the big fish. Tennessee just had him in for the official visit. It's always, I feel like, the school that has the most recent official visit. You always hear that, oh, he had a great time, great visit, fantastic visit to Tennessee. What is the visit going to be like if you're the number one guy on their board? You think you're going to leave a big place like that? Like, oh, guy, I didn't have a great time.
Donated $130 million to Tennessee?
The Haslams.
Oh, they sold that equity stake in the crew to Nationwide.
So they could possibly be helping to screw the Buckeyes.
I'm just saying.
In this recruiting battle here.
$30 million gift.
Who are you for? Tennessee. You got constituents here in Columbus. You're part owners of the crew. You own the Browns. We need to...
Milwaukee Bucks.
Let's think Ohio first before we start thinking about those other states out there.
He's a Tennessee boy. His brother was the governor, for God's sake.
Back to Gabriel George. He's Canadian born, but lives and plays high school ball in Tennessee. He's at the Baylor School. It's a pretty little private school on the Tennessee River in Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Useless knowledge of the day for you. Did you know Chattanooga?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Did you know this special fact? I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You know something special and cool about Chattanooga, Tennessee? You know what it is?
Hill country there, a lot of inbred.
No, not. I knew you were going to go there. That's not it at all. It's actually known for its blazing fast internet speeds.
Chattanooga, Tennessee?
They say that Chattanooga might have the fastest internet speeds in the world.
Why is that?
In the entire world. Well, they get up to 25 gigs per second, and it's because a while back they have the city-owned utility company called EPB, and they installed fiber optics out the wazoo, and it's very cost effective. They don't have like the driving prices like everyone else does.
Tore up the whole city.
Maybe that's
laying fiber optics.
Maybe that's going to be good news.
My whole neighborhood tearing it up.
I guess is that going to be utilized by the big companies,
or
are you
going to
have a local? Are you going to have a local utility that then handles that, keeps the cost down?
I don't know. All I want is fast internet for the naked
people.
What,
you don't have it already? You don't think you have a pretty fast internet?
It's fine. It's all right.
It could be better, though.
Come on.
You want to see those clothes just fly right off.
What, are you buffering?
No.
Spinning wheel of death when you're looking at smut?
Reimer?
You don't want that. Reimer, you like a little smut?
You ever buffer, Reimer?
What, buffer?
You ever have the buffering?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Plain City, buffering?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Got the Amish internet out there.
Yeah.
It's good pie country, though.
Good with the pies.
Some puppy mills, too.
Not great with the HughesNet internet.
See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is stop and go and causing a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And we've got a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 33 between 270 and Ebright Road on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel. Some football notes. Cincinnati Bengals have restructured the contract of quarterback Joe Burrow, which will create, according to reports, $10 million in salary cap room. The Bengals also today announced the signing of their second-round draft pick defensive end Cassius Howell from Texas A&M, who also spent time at Bowling Green. Earlier today, Cleveland Browns All-Pro guard Joel Bitonio announced his retirement after a 12-year career all with the Browns. Stanley Cup Finals resume tonight. Game 4, Vegas hosting Carolina. Golden Knights lead the Hurricanes 2-1. Baseball, Columbus Clippers begin a series at Indianapolis. Cincinnati Reds try and break a five-game skid playing at San Diego. And the Cleveland Guardians have dropped two in a row at home of the Yankees. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame with Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tyvus is out. He's on paternity leave, so Joshua Perry's in. They normally do Ask Tyvus Anything on Wednesdays, but tomorrow's Ask Joshua Anything at 7:30. Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon. They'll talk to Jake Trotter from ESPN, college football writer, at 10:30. Adam Schefter will be on Rothman and Ice at 12:30 tomorrow. And on this show, it's a good clean Wednesday. Leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran and name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. But right now, you know what time it is?
I do.
It's See You Next Tuesday with resident biatch Jen Winters.
Hey, dum-dum.
What?
Fade her mic up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. Biatch. I was fading the Paul McCartney down so we don't get popped by the Spotify again.
Whoa, hey. Sorry, your microphone. Hey. Talker can't hear you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, Thursday is a big day.
It is a big day.
We have our first pizza party with the listeners here at the radio station.
Yes.
And it's your anniversary.
15th anniversary.
Not here, but no, with your husband, non-sports Matt. And you've decided to celebrate by coming to our pizza party.
Free pizza.
That's right.
We like free food. And I realized it was on our 7th anniversary, I dragged his ass down the land grant when you and Bone released Common Man's Ale and then T-Bone's whatever the hell he called it.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it like some sort of breakfast beer?
It was like a coffee-infused stout.
Something, yeah.
Did not care for it whatsoever.
It was very thick.
It was very thick, very coffee-forward.
Eat it with a spoon.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And so I made him go down there, and he's like, we were sitting at a table, and he's like, you know, you dragged me down here, right? And you're not talking to them? He made me get up and go talk to you guys. And then look what the hell happened. Sorry, Columbus.
Isn't it weird how that happens?
It is.
So you go to this thing. What was that you said?
7 years ago. Or your 7th anniversary.
8 years ago.
8 years ago, you were just a listener.
Yeah.
Didn't know us from Adam.
No. Nope.
Other than just listening to us on the show. And here you are working at this radio station.
Weird. It's funny because I saw some friends at the memorial who volunteer every year. And they worked at the big blue octagon with me up at the Polaris location. And we just sit there and laugh because we would all sit there in this big pod and would listen to you guys all the time and would laugh hysterically and be like, one day it'd be great if we could ever be on this show.
You know what, though? And I'm thinking
so
about
weird.
That. Somewhere there's a young whippersnapper listening to this show right now that one day will work here.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's funny because I don't think about that stuff, but like, Cole, the loose cannon,
yes,
who produces Rothman and Ice. just like last week, I had no idea. He shows me a picture from when he went to a listener event with me and T-Bone.
With the two of you guys.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, and it was that broadcast where Tim Howard walked in.
Oh, yeah.
We were at Homage in the Short North.
I was there, too.
And he was there and got his picture taken with us.
Oh, that's so funny.
But he's never mentioned it to me, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. And he's been here for almost 2 years now.
I remember Cole from one of the classes at Ohio State. You know, he was in, you know, Nicole Kraft is a professor up there. And in the past, she would have.
She's wonderful.
At one point, it was me and Beanie. Then at another point, it was me and Beamer.
Beamer being an alum.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be invited ever again.
Just saying, either.
That was back when I was really in more of my good and clean days. But I remember Cole from that classroom because he was very polite. And he was one of the. He was one of the students that spoke up. He had questions to ask, and he hung around a little bit after the class.
It's always a good thing
to give a couple
of
comments. And he seemed to be more really in the know about what we were doing, not just the show that I was on, but he knew things about all of the shows. It also reminded me, Reimer, have my thing up, because this one was the biggest one that it completely blew my mind. So I'm working at the radio station where I worked at before here, and Columbus is not even an idea in my mind of a place that I am going to go on my journey, in my career. And Jim Tressel is doing book. He's got a book, and we just had an opportunity through a marketer or something to book Jim Tressel on a show. So why are you not going to do that? We're in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're getting ready for college football season, and Tress comes on. And I am asking him, and we've played it before, it's literally the worst question. There's two things. Like, you'd hear this and wonder, how in the hell is that guy even employed in radio?
I don't have
and
to hear that.
The fact,
I just listen to you every single day.
The fact that I'm trying to frame some kind of question about Beanie, and then I would later work with the man in Columbus, Ohio.
That you would work with.
It's nuts.
That's a lot of talk has been maybe it would be kind of interesting how Beanie Wells might be a kid that comes and prevents that from happening, as in keeping it the only, as Archie Griffin, still the only Ohio State guy that. What's your thoughts on Wells and the type of season that he's going to have this year?
Well, Tim, Beanie Wells is a fine American. He can do anything he sets his mind to.
We've all had those moments. You were a young broadcaster, and after hearing that, I want to take a shower.
It's awkward.
It makes me feel dirty.
But it's okay.
Do you have the one you said, Tim Tebow?
I don't know. I had so much spit in my mouth and I was gulping so much, which I could still do at various points today. But
I had the senior hurler stuff.
Oh my God.
I'm doing public access interview. Play by play.
You gotta start somewhere.
For high school football, and I decide to call the quarterback, which is a senior hurler, which is a baseball term.
Though.
But all you have is the senior hurler.
No, I have a longer.
You have a longer clip.
I just don't play the longer.
Let's hear.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now.
Okay.
Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
All right.
Ooh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
So good.
Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
It's the best. Did you edit that in?
No, I just played.
You just like double tapped?
I just double tapped.
You just double tapped.
We were all DJs at one point. He knows how to.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, he knows how to hit that.
Did you rip that off?
You know, you had an awkward moment. I was listening to the Weekend show over the weekend.
I had an awkward
you
moment?
You sounded like straight crap at the beginning of it.
I wasn't on it. It was you.
No,
I didn't
trying to make a joke. God.
Hi, everybody.
It was funny. I might have dropped an F-bomb.
I didn't tell anybody about that yesterday. I said you'll have to see it for yourselves or hear it for yourselves.
You might have to hear it for yourselves.
Jen.
What's the gossip?
Go ahead.
We're not talking about
one at a time. Do we have to?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have something pressing for the next segment? Like more talk about Texas Tech and the gambling quarterback?
I want Jen to stay.
No one's tired of that story.
Hold on. I want Jen to stay because we didn't get any gossip and I have a little story to tell about Jen from the weekend.
It's really funny.
I don't like your whole attitude.
Well, I don't like your face, but I'm still here and I love you.
What's the matter with you?
I just live here. You cry.
Waka told me I have ace.
You know, I have one for this week, for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's already done.
Are you going to do a sneak preview?
It's just I like it so much.
Let's do that. Let's just do all of it. Let's do it all.
A special Tuesday?
It's a Friday.
Oh,
Walker song?
So special.
Oh, I don't know if I could
It's a sneak.
But it's
a sneak peek.
It's a special
sneak peek
for all the listeners
all right now. Right, coming up next. Don't tell anybody, okay? But a sneak peek. For Music Appreciation Friday. And more with Jen. Common Man Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 15-minute holdup due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 on that west side at 71. Things are going to be stop and go from Central Avenue. And there's a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft and Oak. Show you appreciate him. This Father's Day, show you appreciate him. Ashcroft and Oak, because he's worth it. Shop today at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now look for a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight across central Ohio. On Wednesday, hot, humid day with highs around 90 and a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. On Thursday, we'll do it again, 40% chance of showers and storms, hot and humid around 90 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Homer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, because we have no standards on this show, we have held over Jen Winters for another segment.
Thanks.
Good to see you, Jen. Again.
Thanks.
You know, you got your Steelers t-shirt on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you think about good, clean boy Will Howard?
I think he's probably screwed.
He's not going to make that team?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I think it's going to be true. Yeah.
We're saying he's not going to make the team?
I would love it, but I don't think he's going to. And I just want to know what the hell's going on with Mason Rudolph. He's he's the one piece of the puzzle. If they don't sign him, then maybe they keep Will Howard, but I think they're going to start focusing more on Howard.
I think we need to have someone that we all know and love talk about Will Howard in a glowing fashion.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's going to be so rich. Yeah. Think of that. To look like that and to play, it's a good combination. But Will went on to set an all-time college football playoff record with 1,150 yards passing. That's a incredible thing.
Mm-hmm. Prez was at the
playoff
basketball game
last
night.
Playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I seen that.
I seen it. That was the thing that I saw with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You seen that with your eyes?
Should I play my little song?
Which one?
Yeah. Let's play the song.
The tease.
Tell the story
too. Please, let's move on from this. Thank you.
This is a preview for Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Another Walker told me I have AIDS.
So it was just like a 25-second little
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, this one's 39 seconds.
You can play the whole song?
39 seconds.
Wow.
I mean, 39 seconds? You don't have 39 seconds?
I mean, iTunes doesn't even give you the whole song when you hit the preview, so look at that.
You ready?
Yeah, hit record, guys. Here we go.
I think I like this one the best. Maybe this is recency bias. I don't know. But man, this one really scratches me where I itch.
Yeah. And how you doing, little partner? Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adawayoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
So good.
My wiener moved.
So my God. Oh, my God.
I'm so glad you played that now, because when you played that for me last week, I was like, I have to get Matt to hear this. Now I can let him hear it.
We're all going to be watching Coco tonight. That was so good.
Oh, you're going Coco? Flamenco. I was going Narcos.
Flamenco guitar.
A little different ends of the spectrum right there. I'll keep it Disney. Yeah.
And I'll keep it.
Killing people.
I'll keep it Pedro Pascal and Diego Luna. Thank you.
So good. So good.
It really, I think, honestly, that is probably the best one you've done.
All right. So little story time about Jen. So we didn't talk about this yesterday, Mike, but I had a hell of a Sunday. I'm like you in the fact that I love to throw things away. There is nothing more exhilarating.
Oh, I love it.
Than just purging things. Yeah.
I feel so
straight up purged.
My entire house.
Oh my God.
Like,
I don't.
Please let me come over and throw out your crap.
No.
Let me throw out your crap.
Please let me throw out your crap.
For God's sake.
It's gonna feel so good. Well,
let him throw
your crap.
Out your crap.
I want that feeling. It's good.
We'll do it together.
Okay.
Other people will
Timmy
enjoy your crap.
Jen,
I'm sorry.
Jen, we had to take. Because my whole thing is I need to get the garage cleared out to a point where both cars can go. It's a two-car garage. I'd like, in normal times, for two cars to be able to park in that garage. So that's how we have it configured. We do not, in our smallish little split-level house, have any kind of basement dry storage area. A lot of people that have like a basement finished or unfinished, you might even keep a section. If you finish some of it, you keep a little section that's clear so you can put a workbench in there and put your metal shelves and have all your seasonal bins and trinket tubs and old clothes and all that. We have none of that. So I have two sets of metal shelves on the back of our garage. But those fill up rather quick, too, because then there's your standard garage items where you got your paper towels. You've got, you know, your toolboxes, you know, lawn, you know, the weed trimmer and the leaf blower. They go up in those things, too. So those fill up. So I got almost the entire garage floor where one of the cars goes filled with crap. And so on garbage day tomorrow, all that stuff's gone. Half of it's going to go to Goodwill. But you got to see the pile that I made. So I'm thrilled. And as I'm cleaning out the garage, I took a little photo slide of some of the items that's on my Instagram. I actually gave T-Bone a cool 7-Up bottle that's from like the 1976 Indianapolis 500.
Really, it's always fun when you bring in garbage to work for people.
Well, Bone appreciates
garbage.
He appreciates certain garbage.
What's he going to tell you?
I gave him a Brickyard 400 shot glass that I found.
I gave him an Indy 500 shirt that my dad bought over 25 years ago.
I don't know.
He was super excited.
I don't care for that comment. This is like vintage stuff.
You gave T-Bone a shirt that your dad wore for 25 years that has like yellow pit stains on it?
He didn't wear it very much. Yeah, I think he wore it one time and then it sat in a you know, in a closet.
Was your dad formerly 400 pounds? I don't know if it's going to fit T-Bone.
Was a big dude. Yeah. Anyway, well,
it does need to be probably a 3X or a 4XL.
I think it was
though.
Like a 2 or a 3X.
Maybe it gives Bone something to work for.
There you go. Continue.
Please. So you fit into your dad's old ass shirt. Stay alive for my family.
He literally only wore it like one time.
Fit into Jen's old ass shirt.
I actually found an item for you, but for you, Mike, but I was debating on whether to bring it in because of the same kind of comment that you're making.
First.
Like, oh, I don't want that.
Your
crap.
Trash.
It's not trash. One man's trash could be another man's treasure.
Have you met
me? And I wouldn't be giving it away.
Your trash is my trash. Your trash is my trash.
Your trash is your trash.
This trash is your trash.
I get to the part where I found some old posters.
Yes.
And I probably rolled these up and kept them because I had an idea on another day, on a brighter day, to, you know, find a spot up there and hang them up. And most of my garage, like when we did a major clean out a couple years ago, I painted the whole entire, like, three walls, like a nice Buckeye scarlet color.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did the garage floor in a nice, like, speckled gray. So it has a cooler look to it. And I got rid of some of, like, the wall shelving that I didn't really need anymore. And so I used that as just kind of a nice decorative wall. People are walking by. They can see, like, my Cal Ripken poster. My old, like, 1970s Orioles pennant is up there. You can, I've got a poster from when the Bulls won one of their championships in the 90s, a Chicago Trib thing that's framed. I get stuff like that. Some stuff my dad passed down, some of my own. And so I'm going through these posters, and I'm like, okay, a couple of Hoosier Gym posters that I bought last year. One I think I'm going to give my dad for Father's Day.
Very nice.
Then,
hey, Dad, here's some trash.
I found it. It's not trash. These are gifts. These are actual items for people. It's not garbage.
It's gifts you found. Yes. Who are you, Aunt Bethany? Just wrap up your cat?
No. Yeah. Yeah. This is handmade quality crap we're talking about here. All right? So there's a Bengals poster that was from one of, like, the book fairs that I knew Jack would want to keep. So I hung that up next to the other Bengals posters. And then, the one that I liked the most, it took me right back to my college days. It's kind of crumpled up. It's a little wrinkly. I unroll this thing, and who is staring right at my face other than a little baby? Dave Matthews himself. He must be like 25 years old when this poster of him is taken. And he's just holding his Taylor acoustic guitar, wearing a shirt that's three sizes too big for him. You know the look.
Oh, yeah.
He's just staring off there. He got this big, bright smile. It's all dark behind him. And it just says the Dave Matthews Band in white underneath. And so I hang it up. I get things situated. I get my spot. Jen's really going to appreciate this. And I take a picture of this. I send it over to Jen because I know she's going to like this. I'm like, Jen, check out the new spot. You know, garage cleanout day. Even wrote little baby, and she loves the image. And then she texts me back. I had the same poster in college. My brother had the same one too, but it was Subway sized. And that's when I had to tell poor old Jen, Jen, where did I get the poster? Why is it old looking and crumpled and wrinkly? Because it's the same Dave Matthews poster you gave me 9 months ago. It's from
you. It was
you.
Like over a year ago that
you
gave it to me
as a gift. And then I show you where it is. I'm happy I put it up. You have no concept
dying in the kitchen. And Matt goes, you idiot. You freaking gave it to him.
So you gave him your trash.
Yes.
And so then
she told me I have AIDS.
Right.
I did.
He took a picture. He cleared out his trash.
Yes.
Found the trash that you gave him.
Totally forgot about
put
AIDS.
Up your trash.
Yes.
Texted you the trash.
Yeah.
And you had no memory of the trash.
No memory whatsoever.
Jen, I thought he was a nostalgia guy, didn't you? I thought he was into this sort of cool old stuff from our past.
If it's nostalgia of his own stuff, and if you're going to give him something, it's got to be really like...
Yeah, I have nostalgia for my own crap, but why do I want your crap?
Oy vey.
Maybe it's something that you would enjoy, though.
What?
Maybe it's something where it's a share... Like if it's something Chicago Bulls related. If it's something Chicago White Sox related. These are common interests, common man. That's why.
Oh, boy.
Maybe a Kelly Kapowski poster?
Oh, what if I... Oh, my God. Could you imagine the Kelly Kapowski volleyball?
Did they sell that? Kelly Kapowski stuff
sticky.
In my locker at school.
What about the same cardboard cutout that Zach had in his closet?
Gross.
Well, has to be available on Etsy, right?
Dom Tiberi is retiring. We've got that flat Dom that we just move around from room
flat
to room.
Dom. I have my own video I'm putting out in tribute to Dom. I just want to say I love you. Thank you for everything.
Oh, it's going
to
be bad, huh?
I'll see you next Tuesday. Well, maybe not. Maybe some Tuesday in October, Dommy. But I'll see everybody else next Tuesday. Maybe I'll give away more stuff that I don't remember giving away.
See you next Tuesday. with Jen Winters. Rapid Fire, Rhyme Time's Rapid Fire coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's slower traffic on southbound 270 from Roberts Road to I-70 on the west outer belt. And we've got an accident causing traffic to slow down on Refugee Road between Fairwood Avenue and Alum Creek Drive. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey. This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Rhyme Time's in for Teddy today. What is Teddy doing today? Who the hell knows? But I'm sure he's listening to this show.
I'm starting to fret. I'm worried that I go home today, tonight, and find a boy without a shaved head. I'm going to be very upset.
Have you gotten an update?
I haven't yet. I'm looking for one. I will take the clippers to his head if he backed out of this haircut.
You should.
I'm going to do it.
Like the one time.
I'm going to do it.
Just do it in his sleep.
Yeah.
That I attempted as a ute to grow like a rat tail.
The two utes. A rat tail?
You know, just a little.
You tried to do a rat tail?
Me and Kenny Kuzniar back in 1987.
Kenny Kuzniar.
Kenny Kuzniar was a bad influence on me.
Such a bad dude.
I know.
I didn't like him.
We later became mortal enemies and had a big stare-off contest where it looks like we were going to fight, but we didn't actually fight. Anyway, so I tried to grow out this little rat tail, and my dad would always just like huff and puff about it every single night to the point where he got so frustrated, he just, at the dinner table, took out the kitchen shears and cut it off.
You know
right
what?
There at the dinner table.
I support him.
And as an adult now, looking back on it,
you appreciate it.
I support it.
Yeah, because you looked like a complete idiot.
That's right. I did.
Anyone that has a rat tail,
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Reimer. Rapid Fire number one.
Game four of the Stanley Cup final is tonight. Will the Hurricanes even the series, or will Vegas and Tortorella get another step closer?
I think this Vegas team is on their way, baby. There's something about them. There's something about the way that John Tortorella's got this team cooking. You would think in, you know, game three after they had the... Essentially, they scored four goals. Okay, two of them were called back.
Yeah, I know.
But they scored four goals, gave up that lead.
Yeah.
You would think, oh man, they can't possibly win this game, and yet they went out and did it.
4-0, 4-4, won it in double OT.
At once upon a time, I thought the Montreal Canadiens were the team of destiny, but now I say it's the Vegas Golden Knights, and I think they win tonight, go up 3-1.
I'm going to take the Hurricanes on the other side of this one. I just think I want to see a fantastic finish to this series. I'd love to see this go seven games, one goal games all the way through.
Seven games, but I don't think it will.
It feels like this series is so tight right now, so I got to think that Carolina is going to dig down deep, find a way to win on the road, even this thing up, head back to Raleigh to try to take game five.
Rapid fire number two.
Apparently, there are some contract disagreements between Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah. So, do you guys think Tampa Bay should extend Baker Mayfield?
Baker says they're not close.
They said they're not close.
On a contract. Look, Baker has you know, renewed his career, rejuvenated himself, all of that. But last year started out very well, and then he looked like the Baker Mayfield that we all saw. Well, we didn't think he was going to be a starting quarterback in this league. Now, is he going to be that guy moving forward? No, I don't think so. But you do have to think twice about giving him a big money extension, which is what he wants right now. But ultimately, I think they will get it done. Finding a competent quarterback in the NFL is too difficult, and they will hitch their wagon to Baker Mayfield with a big-time deal.
I completely agree, so I don't have a lot to add.
Thank you.
I am looking at the... Just because I was curious when the Baker contract discussion came up, the top paid quarterbacks, the average per year. So it's Dak Prescott at $60 million per year. Crazy, right? Stafford is next with the restructure. Trevor Lawrence is third. It's a tie with all these guys making $55 million. Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, Josh Allen, and then Joe Burrow. Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts. 11 guys with averages over $51 million a year. So Baker would have to kind of get into that stratosphere if you think he's one of those fringe top 10 guys. It'll be interesting.
I don't know what you're doing. Rapid fire is not a place for research and facts and all that other crap.
Too much.
Too much
realism.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. That was bad of me.
I'm going to chop off your rat tail.
Please do. Chop something else off that I don't need.
Rapid fire number three.
So we've talked about Dom a little bit during this show because it's supposed to be his last day. He worked for 45 years at 10TV. Is there anyone at the station you could see working here for that long? If so, who?
Yes, there is. And I think my answer is going to surprise you.
Let's hear it.
First of all, it's not going to be me. I got 23 years under my belt here, and there's no way I'm making it to 45.
22 more years.
I'm going to say a guy who's versatile, a guy that can not just do things when it comes to on-the-air stuff, but off-the-air stuff, because those are the people that really stick around a long time.
Yeah.
See Skip Mossick. He's
right.
Been here forever.
Right.
I'm going to say Evil Bald Colin could be here for 45 years.
I mean, and he started young.
Started young.
He was here in his young 20s.
Working behind the scenes. He's
might
very
have been his
integral
first full-time
to what we
job.
Do.
Yeah. No, Evil Bald Colin is a good one. Is Skip going to get to 45 years? He's at like 35-ish, 30.
No.
35-ish or so.
He will be dead.
Yeah, he's not going to
make
it.
He's eating too many ghost peppers in the yard.
I could say a guy like Tyler Danberg for also having a nice young start. Who the heck knows, like, where, what things happen in his career right here where he could have a long stay.
Rapid fire number four.
Do you do anything specific to keep your everyday shoes clean?
Of course I do. I have wipes right by the door. I keep a tub of wipes by the door, moist towelette wipes.
Yeah.
And I clean my shoes when needed. I also replace shoes probably more than I should. And my wife gets mad at me because it's expensive to do, but I just can't. I like white shoes. I like the look of white shoes.
Silly white shoes.
But once they get to be a certain soil level,
you got
to
get rid of
then
them.
Then they have to go.
And or they become yard shoes or something like that.
I have six identical pair of shoes up in the closet ready to go because that's how I roll.
You're like Doug.
Who's
the
Doug?
The cartoon.
Doug had the same stuff?
Doug had the same outfit every
Jay Leno
single day.
Wore the
it was
same
just
stuff?
In the closet, but I've been cleaning my shoes. This has probably been a phobia of mine. My mom will tell you about this. Going back to when I was 10 years old, I had a little kit. I had cloths and towelettes and old toothbrushes. I had, you know, the Clorox wipes.
You could have had a little business.
I had actual bleach.
Your friends bring
you
their shoes.
Yeah.
And you detail their shoes.
I could have been a cobbler and a shoe detailer. But 100%, I still clean my shoes and try to keep them looking all right.
Rapid fire number five.
I was mostly asking that for myself because I can't keep white shoes clean at all. So just thanks for the tips.
What kind of cloth is it? I'll tell you a nice tip.
I got the On Clouds.
If you have a little bit of stuff that's on like a cloth, a little bit of warm water, and your standard Dawn dish soap.
How old
is
are those
a nice
shoes?
Little concoction?
Probably 2 years.
No. If you're serious about keeping white shoes and keeping them clean, you can't go longer than 4 months.
Yeah. He's right. Depending.
I have the exact same pair of this that I got. These are new ones of the other ones that I had.
There are shoes that you can have for a lot of years, but you're hardly ever having an appearance in them in the rotation. I've got shoes like that that might be 7, 8, 9 years
old. But they come out for special occasions.
They've maybe had 35 wears
right
in that entire time. Yeah.
All right, rapid number five.
Five's
the
number. Goodness. Number five. Yeah. Counting to five.
Was there ever a game you played at any point in your life that got you so hooked you would lose time playing it so much?
There were several of those games. I have an addictive personality. That's why I had to stop playing video games. But specifically, the computer game called The Sims. Are you aware of The Sims, Rhyme Time?
Yes.
Where essentially it's just like it's life. You furnish your house. You go to work. Your little avatars, they do certain things.
Would they do bad things in Sims?
No, there was no fornication.
You couldn't like, oh, I'm going to go to the bedroom right now with the missus. The I mean, Sims characters are in there.
You both could walk in there, but I mean, they're not going to. I'll put Dom to Barry in the cock chair.
So when that room's a rocking.
But I would get obsessed with it and to the point where I would lose sleep and I had to quit it cold turkey like a drug.
You're talking about video games? That's at least where you're going with that.
Yeah, anytime, yeah. Yeah, mostly game, online video games, game, something, anything. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like Mike said, who hasn't had a full-on addiction to a game? There were phases where I couldn't put Madden down. I would get into, now it's like NBA 2K, but before that, it was NBA Live. EA had the big NBA game, and you'd make your own characters and do a season with your team, and you would just play it until 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning until your eyes were bleeding, your brain was rotting away. I guess looking back on it, is there any real difference with that? You got the big device on the wall or on the entertainment center, and then you got the small device in your hand, which is the phone now.
Yeah.
Same type of
I just said yesterday
deal.
I'm taking a month-long break from Instagram because I didn't like the way it was making me feel. I was on there too much. I'm buying too much crap off of the ads.
Yeah.
So I had to take a break from that.
You got to manage it.
I actually clicked on it this morning, just very quickly.
You clicked on the Instagram?
Yeah.
Why? Then you didn't take a break.
Because I'm weak. No, I just, I got in there for one second.
No, like you just said, weak.
1 second.
No, you're weak.
You're right.
You can't be trusted. What did you see? You see some cans?
No, I didn't see cans.
Why not?
I saw one post for scented candles, and then that was it.
No, his Instagram isn't like yours, Timmy.
No, I don't have smut like yours.
What a shame. You open that up for 1 second, you get a picture of a candle. You get a Yankee.
Yankee
that's
candle?
It's not what I want.
You want an areola?
Yeah, I do.
I know you do. Timmy's in a fight with Wendy's. He'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on eastbound 70 on the west side near Mound Street. And we've got slower traffic on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
What do we got? We got Timmy Time at 5:30. What is Timmy Time this week?
Timmy Time is going to be movie themed, but this time I've got a 10-pack of what I deem to be the action movies you cannot go a summer without rewatching. And I have good representation of all the decades in these action movies.
By the way, Dom Taberi's out of control. So
what do you do now?
Today's Dom's final full-time day. 45 years at Channel 10. And so he's making the rounds. His family's here today. I just was talking to his son out there. And he says to his son, Dom Jr., you know about the cuck chair? Thinking he was really going to surprise his son with some smut. And then Don Jr. doesn't miss a beat.
Don Jr.?
Dom Jr. and Don... Donald Trump
Donnie
Jr.
and Donnie and Dommy.
Uh-huh. Said, yeah, Dad, we got one at home. We use it. What are you talking about?
We have several cuck
we
chairs.
Have,
they're
several.
All over the place.
You know, you come in the bedroom, I'll show you where the cuck chair is.
It was just the way.
It was dry.
It was just
good.
The way that he got back at his dad as he was heading into Studio B. Dom had opened the door. He'd already scanned his card. He was kind of hanging back, and he had his head sticking out the door. Like,
what
hey,
the hell do you
hey,
mean you
hey,
know
son,
what it is?
The cuck chair. You know, these guys are talking all about the cuck chair today. You know what that is? And he just looked at him and said, yeah, who doesn't? It's like the whole world knows about cuck chairs. Of course, Dad. We're
what
a cuck chair loving nation.
What's going on?
I do appreciate
it. So you pay someone to come plow your wife and you watch it?
Again, with the paying. No, nobody's paying. It's just there. It's just there for enjoyment. You put the pineapple upside down. You announce to the world.
What do you get one of
you're
those?
Open with these things.
Male gigolos? Is that what you do? The Thunder Down Under shows? That they
down
do
under.
In Las Vegas where they're twirling their peepees in the air? I know what those broads like.
Like it's a spinny tie?
Mm.
You don't think there's any way he knows about the upside down pineapple, do you? There's no way.
I don't think so.
Not a chance. What do you think he would, if we told him that that was a code for something, what do you think he would guess that that was for?
Upside down pineapple.
Nude pizza making? Goes on here.
Is that something about the pizza? Pineapple on your pizza? Yeah. You want Easter dinner on your pizza? Is that right, Timmy? Who puts ham and pineapple on a pizza?
Only the ham goes under the cheese. Ooh. Exotic.
Mm-hmm. Wendy's.
Wendy's. So
now we're gonna transition from Dom Taberi's son talking about the cuck chair to Wendy's.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We did. Why did you have to say that?
Because it's the absurdity
we're just,
of it.
We're just
I need
gonna
to point it out.
We're just gonna do it. It'll happen naturally.
Then do it.
So we talk about food all the time here. And we just played a clip on last week's Too Hot on Thursday. Too Hot Thursday coming up here in a couple of days now, where Teddy will come back from his one day off during the week and get
Too
sounds
hot.
Of the radio station. And Joshua Perry had what I deem to be not such an insane take. He is a lover of vanilla ice cream.
So am I.
And I am too. I'm too. Now, he did go a little far when he said he doesn't need any other ice cream in the world to exist. But I do contend.
You contend.
Vanilla probably is right up at the top. Like, depending on my mood, it's not to say that I don't like, can't love some other, like, flavor, ingredient blasted ice cream where you put, like, cookie chunks in there, cookie dough, cookies and cream, like anything with the chopped up Oreos in there is delicious. Of course. But I don't need to see a lot of these exotic flavors, especially in my classic items. And when we talk about Wendy's playing the hits and being a spot that should lean in to some of the most classic, iconic items that American food has ever seen, I don't want to see them continue to do these things with the Frosties. I really don't. I think the Frosty should be left alone as it is. And I think the flavor of Frosty is the flavor. It's not even, you don't even have to say chocolate. What's a Frosty? It's
Frosty.
A Frosty.
Frosty flavored.
Oh, do
just
you want,
like Tootsie Roll. It's a Tootsie.
I love vanilla. I don't think you need the vanilla Frosty. You want the Frosty? It's the Frosty. So they're teaming up with Minions and Monsters, new movie. is we got to do collabs with all those things, and it's a banana frosty swirl.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Now,
I hate banana.
I know, and this is where you and I will veer off here. I understand what you're saying about keeping things original to the roots and stop doing things with the frosty. We don't need it. I agree with you there. But this hatred that you have with all things banana flavor.
No.
I don't understand that.
Hate it.
This weekend.
I don't even like the color yellow because of it.
You're an idiot. This weekend was driving past the Nothing Bundt Cakes. There's a sign in the window. They got a special cake. Special.
No.
Banana?
No.
With a molten Nutella core. So you got your banana.
Man. Why ruin it with the banana? Because the Nutella molten core sounds amazing.
Why not with the banana?
Because why not throw a little Biscoff butter on the outside of that instead?
It's a wonderful combination. Oh. Banana with chocolate and the hazelnut. It's great. You're missing out. What is this phobia you have?
It's just
with the banana. I went in there.
It's just not a good flavor to me.
Hey, Judy. I don't know what her name was.
Trudy?
Trudy? Judy? Sally?
Jade?
Trixie? I said, I'll take one of those. She goes, we sold out. They were so popular. We got some of the s'mores ones, though. I don't want a s'mores one. I want a banana Nutella.
Ooh.
Were they good?
They were wonderful.
S'mores sounds good, though.
Wonderful. I had three of them.
Well, that's three more you could have sold, isn't it, Trudy?
How freaking good is a Nothing Bundt cake?
I was so wrong
about
them.
Are they insanely good or what?
When I first saw the first store pop up,
you said, this is never going to work.
I'm driving with my wife, and I said, what a stupid name and concept. This will be gone in 4 months.
You hated it for the pun, didn't
you? I did. I hated all of it.
You hated the pun.
I said, all they have is Bundt cakes? In my mind, I'm picturing like the Bundt cakes that would show up at a family gathering. Dry, crappy,
sucky.
Right, sucky.
Disgusting, crumbly.
And then.
These are so moist.
I had one.
They're succulent.
My God.
I mean.
Delicious.
And you know, the thing that I hate with the banana is that.
Stop with the banana. We're off the banana now. Let it live.
I love lemon flavored things.
Oh, the lemon
so
bun cake?
All throughout life, there could be like different candies or gums or things that are colored yellow like taffies where I might not be able to see what the actual flavor is other than by its color. And I'm hoping and praying that it's lemon. And then I bite into it. I'm like, yuck, it's banana. And I spit it out. It's garbage.
Out of your mind. Have the banana runt? I'm one of those. Mess your teeth up.
It's the only banana I've ever enjoyed is a banana runt.
You like that?
Not really. It's the only banana I could stomach. I don't like that.
No. Can I talk about Mike
Babcock? Do you like runts at all? You like those runts? Not that good of a candy.
You're just putting it on the tee for me, aren't you?
Mm. Damn it.
Don't do that to yourself, you moron. Talk about Mike Babcock coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer belt after 670, causing some holdup there. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by COTA. Here's how to have a day at the Columbus Zoo with COTA for less than $10 a person. Step 1, ride the COTA Zoo Bus. Step 2, enjoy the adventure. For more details, visit COTA.com/ZooBus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Carolina at Vegas. Golden Knights lead the Hurricanes 2-1. Baseball, Columbus Clippers begin a series in Indianapolis. Cincinnati Reds try and break a 5-game losing streak, continuing their series at San Diego. Cleveland Guardians at the home of the New York Yankees tonight. Guardians have dropped 2 in a row, but still have a game and a half lead atop the AL Central. From football, Cleveland Browns guard Joel Bitonio announced his retirement today, ending a 12-year career all with Cleveland. And according to reports, the Cincinnati Bengals have restructured the contract of quarterback Joe Burrow, which will create $10 million in salary cap space. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Hey.
Are you doing Dom's voice?
Hey. I was watching the CNBC today.
Okay. Well, what was going on?
Well, they had the LIV Golf CEO, Scott O'Neill, on.
Oh, okay.
And they have 4 more events left. And the story was by Front Office Sports earlier in the week that they may not have the money to play the remaining 4 tournaments. Now, this guy, Scott O'Neill, is selling snake oil. He's trying to get investors to pour money into the product because the Saudis have pulled their money out of LIV. Now, why would anyone want to invest in this product? I have no idea, but rich people are dumb and they do stupid things all the time. See all the failed spring football leagues.
Sooner or later, though, for this thing, you got to know that you're dead because the amount of money that the Saudi investment fund was putting into this, there's no,
Timmy,
there's no sponsors out there in existence that could even match it.
Common sense, and sometimes that does not exist in the real world.
Yeah.
Even with very rich, successful people, they get enamored with, oh, Phil Mickelson took me out to a steak dinner, and he said blah 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 blah. And Bryson DeChambeau wants, I guess I will. Here's all my money.
Bryson DeChambeau, he's fitting for YouTube right now.
So
he's done.
They kept asking this guy, Scott O'Neill, like, hey, can you just guarantee that you're going to play the final 4 tournaments on the schedule this year? And he would not answer that question. He said, what I can guarantee is a heck of a return if you come invest in this business. Also, you can't guarantee that. And that's the type of comment on national television that leads to some sort of lawsuit when your investors don't get any sort of return and lose all their money.
Well, I love to see it. It just has me grinning like a Cheshire cat. And I'm excited to see the rest of this PGA Tour season play out and see a couple more majors. I'm still excited about golf. It's before, once the U.S. Open comes around, then I start to get a little bit of that, oh no, major season's almost done. I've got just the Open Championship left to go. I'm not all that into the FedEx Cup. And I guess that's part of the point where that tells me that there is really no room for any other kind of breakaway tour, because it's really just about, it's about the event that we just had, the Memorial, where you have a local event. And I don't know, I think people nationally do put that a little bit higher up on the list, and we, of course, love it because it's our event in our town, and it's done up so well. But you've got the 4 majors. You got a couple other events that people in a national audience might pay attention to. But even for me, they tried to do some kind of playoff system with the FedEx Cup. I'm sure it brings in some dollars and sells some tickets when those events are, you know, they rotate around where they go. But I'm sort of just catching up on them. I might watch on Sundays for the drama, but that's football season. So this is it. It's the classical venues. It's the 4 majors. It's some other events. Nothing else. There's no room for Bozo. Just end it. There's no more money left. It sucked to begin with. It's done.
Mike Babcock.
Babs. We had him right here in this chair long ago.
We interviewed him when he was hired to be the new Jackets head coach. He, of course, famously never coached a game because there was the whole drama with him looking at private photos on a player's cell phone, which we later learned was Adam Fantilli.
Making a big deal about it, too, about, you know, bringing it up here to the front of the room and let's get down to it. Let's look at it.
So the Oilers are apparently closing in on a deal to hire Mike Babcock. I am shocked. Shocked at this. In a world where I'm not shocked at a lot of things because, you know, the John Tortorella looks like he's going to win the Stanley Cup after getting a job the final 2 weeks of the regular season. I didn't think he'd ever coach again. Joel Quenneville is back into our lives. Like these, you pretty much have to just almost murder someone.
We just talked about this yesterday, too, about how in the NHL, also the NBA, it is just more than others, a league of retreads. And most of the time, though, it's not for reasons. You do things or you turn a blind eye in the case of Joel Quenneville, or you do something that really gets under players' skin, like what Mike Babcock did. That's a different story. Most of those examples that we're talking about, it's just you coach however long you're going to coach in a certain place, and then maybe the tactics that you started with in years one and two, you might be in year six, seven, eight, and it just sort of fizzles out. And that can happen in different sports, too, and it's just time for a change. This is not that, though. This is a guy that you really don't feel like you should be touching for a lot of other reasons.
I'm surprised
the Edmonton Oilers,
that the Players Association would allow it to take place. Now, all the stories that I'm hearing say that the players, the Oilers players, have signed off on this move.
And well, they're trying to re-sign Connor McDavid, and that's a pretty big deal.
Well, that's the thing, man, is that you got 1 year to get this right. 1 year. Or Connor McDavid's going to be out that door. And your 1 year is going to be with Mike Babcock, a 63-year-old guy that hasn't coached in years, and the last time he was hired was fired in shame before he even coached a game. Look, here's a reality. Back in 23, when the Jackets hired Mike Babcock, it was a controversial hire then, because Babcock's coaching methods were under scrutiny then. A lot of people in the game said, this is wearing thin, this guy's just not a good guy. And John Davidson and Yarmo, they put their neck out and they said, no, we think this is what this team needs, a guy like Mike Babcock. It was controversial before he even heard about him looking at people's cell phones. Okay? He knew. It's almost like when a player goes to the NFL combine and tests positive for weed.
You know that that's going to happen. The gall.
It's not so much the action. It's the stupidity. Mike Babcock knew that he was under a microscope. Mike Babcock knew that everyone was going to be paying attention to his interaction with players, especially young players. And yet he was dumb enough. You can talk about it not being an egregious act. Oh, what did he do? He just looked at someone's cell phone. It doesn't matter. It's like testing weed for the combine. It's not about the action. It's about the stupidity. He knew that he was under a different set of rules and circumstances because of his past. And yet he was too dumb to realize that or adjust his behavior. That would worry me more than what type of head coach he is on the ice.
Absolutely. And this wasn't that long ago where he did what he did.
It was 3 years ago.
Here in Columbus, it was 3 years ago.
I mean, it seems like forever ago because we've been through 19 head coaches since then.
You would have figured for a guy like Mike Babcock, as we talked about here, he's coming to Columbus for... You have to sort of sell that to the fan base because we are in a position where we're willing to try anything. At this point, you've been churning through coaches. You're post John Tortorella at that point. So that was working for a while. You had the most success that you ever had in franchise history. And then that started to go away. You're looking to try something different that can just sort of reignite the roster and what those players are going to do and a different style of play. And then he comes in and does that with the phones and it's done. And Edmonton is at the most critical spot that they've ever been in. And they're going to go with a guy like Mike Babcock. There has to be so many other options where they can turn.
I'm just in a world that doesn't surprise me often. When I saw that last night, I was pretty floored by that.
You woke up with your head sewn to the carpet. Wouldn't be any more surprised.
Ryan Day is a Hall of Famer. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 between 161 and Cleveland Avenue on the north outer belt. We also have a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Things to know about T-Bone and Tyvus. Bone hates the SEC. Tyvus refuses to drink dark liquids. And they're both big fans of public shaming. Oh, they also host a radio show together weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Listen to it. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now look for a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight across central Ohio. On Wednesday, hot, humid day with highs around 90 and a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. On Thursday, we'll do it again, 40% chance of showers and storms, hot and humid around 90 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Homer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Do you know, Timmy, that when dudes get into their early 30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every single year?
I know, and you know, because we lived it.
There's a lot of these, like, manosphere dopes out there. Influencers. I'm going to tell you how they're men.
I've never heard that term, manosphere.
Oh, there's some toxic males out there. They want to prove how tough they are and how manly they are. But you know what? Their testosterone numbers go down too, just like everybody else. It's science.
They're just faking.
They are faking.
Yeah, they're just faking it.
You go get tested at Tri-State Men's Health, like I did. And they said, Mr. Common Man, essentially you're a woman. You have negative testosterone. Don't know how that's possible. But we can fix that for you. They put a little shot in my ace, and then I'm turning cartwheels.
It's good, too. It's like right in the meaty part.
Oh, my God. You don't put it in the lean part of your ace.
Oh, no. It's almost like it feels good to get pricked there.
It does, because you know that you're improving yourself, right? So I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. They have two lovely locations here in town.
Yeah? And? That's it? Two lovely locations here in town.
And I want you to go to the website where you can take the low-T quiz, tristatemenshealth.com. Tell
and
them that I
sent
you. And
I like going to the market.
Uh-huh.
Did you... Go ahead. Go ahead. I had a quick thing for you and before you get into Ryan Day.
Pay off on the tease. We'll
it's 519, good sir.
All right. And before you know, we're going to look up. It's going to be 528, and we've wasted the entire segment.
Even if that happened, would that be the worst thing in the world?
Yes, because this is Ryan Day's honor we're talking about
okay.
here. Ryan Day...
Okay.
is being inducted into the University of New Hampshire Athletics Hall of Fame.
Well, isn't that
as
lovely?
A member of their 26 class. I am surprised he's not in it already.
How would he not have been in that?
That's what I mean. He was a three-year starter for them.
He's won a national championship in college football
when
now.
When he left, he was the all-time leader in pass completions, completion percentage, total offense, touchdown passes. He was a team captain as a senior. That's Hall of Fame worthy right there.
For UNH, like he was a bit of a dude. Like
Even
he was the dude
if
there.
If he walks out and he's working at the Tasty Freeze.
That would have been a pretty damn good job.
Whatever.
If he's like the manager or maybe even made to be a part owner of that local Tasty Freeze.
He should still be in the New Hampshire Athletics Hall of Fame, but now he's finally going to get his due. He's going in to the University of New Hampshire Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Ryan Day, and I hear his private investigator brother-in-law is going to induct him.
What do you...
Or brother, not brother-in-law.
What do you like to do at the Tasty Freeze?
Sucking on chili dog outside the Taste of Freeze.
That is right. And it is indeed, Michael.
All right,
so,
now
did
what you want?
Did you see any of Spurs Knicks last night? Did you check in on that?
I did check in
you
on it.
You love seeing all the celebs sitting down
in
there.
No, I don't enjoy mm-hmm. that. There was a lot of hoopla there as well because the president was there.
Of course.
He got a big ovation.
He did. He certainly got an ovation. Mm-hmm. I had heard, and Reimer, maybe you saw this too, that a couple of those like primo seats sold for $1 million. A pair sold for $1 million.
I believe that.
According to the Knicks. Like, that is crazy cash.
Waste of money.
But there also was a performance by Cardi B. And, you know, we've appreciated certain things about Sydney Sweeney on this show.
Oh, and more than a couple things.
And the guys on Inside the NBA, mainly Charles Barkley, they were noticing some things about Cardi B.
We've been competing with Cardi B here. We lost. Hey, I don't know if those B's, that might be Cardi D's. I sure am, new lover. I'm pretty sure it all was on me.
I don't know who said that, but I know it wasn't
Chuck, you little dick. You can't get to me, can't I talk to you?
She got the wrong initials.
See, what they do is they grade breast size,
you know,
with different letters.
You know about the Reimer?
You know about cup sizes,
You know about
Reimer?
The cup sizes?
Yes, I do.
Like, you got the A.
Yeah.
Very small.
Yeah.
You got the B. You got the C. And you got the D. That's the biggest.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And instead of Cardi B, because she's got such big hooters, he said,
it's
Cardi B.
She's gigantic.
You see what happened? And then she took a vacation to Galveston with a dirty-ass water in the Galveston.
That dirty-ass water. We're not even going to send it to Cancun. We're going to send it to Galveston with that dirty-ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all okay? Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston.
Galveston, Texas.
See, now in honor of the game last night, president was at the game last night. He's a big Knicks fan and he was awake for almost all of it. You know, he's a big sports fan, and so we have some clips here of him talking sports things.
Talking sports things.
Yes.
That's about the best we can do for it.
So let's celebrate. Let's celebrate sports. With the president.
Saquon Barkley was on the council, and Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback who is he's been fantastic. He's been, when he's not injured, he's great. He's got to stay healthy, but he's a great guy.
I tell you, the analysis is not wrong. This is Trumpy talking about Saquon and hurdling. His hurdle play.
Yeah, the hurdle play.
The second quarter, he caught the ball, dodged two tacklers, and then hurtled backward over another diving defender, sending him flying through Saquon's legs. You remember that one? I said, oh, that's a dangerous play, but he doesn't care about danger on the football field.
Doesn't care about
Saquon's
danger.
Legs is the name of my second album.
Saquonius Barklemanius' legs.
And then, of course, you know, the Buckeyes went to the White House after they won the championship.
They had their day.
Talked to Trumpy.
Yep. The Buckeyes built an insurmountable 34-point lead thanks to the scores from veteran playmaker Tavion Henderson. Where is he? Tavion.
That's a tough name to say.
Tavion. I just love the teammates in the back just sort of picking up on his new name and running. Hey, Tavion.
In Ohio State, and also your receptions leader, Emeka Ibuka. Where is he?
And of course, the Florida Gators, when they won the basketball championship, they went to visit as well.
And they're definitely tall. One of my guys said downstairs, he's a big guy, he said, these are the tallest human beings I've ever seen. You know, I have a son who's 6'9", but 6'9" is not, I now see, you know, he always says, Dad, I'm not that tall compared to some of these guys. And now I understand what he's talking about.
6'9"
is pretty tall.
Man, I'd
still,
love to be
still pretty tall. No, you don't want to be 6'9".
I'd love to be 6'9".
You want to be 6'9"?
For a little while, yeah. I don't know if I want to live at
6'9". For a little while. Just 6'9"?
I would love that. Reimer, how tall are you?
6'4".
How tall is your dad?
6'3", 6'2"-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 6'4 is nice. Reimer's nice.
Would you like to be 6'9"? Just to see what it's like up there?
Yeah. I like to see what it's like, yeah.
I mean, and you're already 6'4". Think about coming from me.
Yeah, from 5'10". 5'8" to 6'9".
I'm in prince's shoes?
Yeah.
Not my 5'10". On a good day, in a nice pair of shoes, well, I'm 5'8". Can you imagine me being 6'9"?
No, I couldn't.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself up there.
I think 6'6 or 6'7 might be perfect, but like 6'9 would be cool to just experience.
I'd probably have air problems up there. It's like being in Denver.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you'd have a lot more allergies up there.
Thin up here. Closer to the tree branches.
What's the weather like up there? Raining up there? It's pretty good down here. I don't know, man. And imagine if you didn't pick up any weight at all. Think of what a beanpole you'd be. You just take what you are right now, stretch it out, elongate it to 6'9". You'd be paper thin. You'd have to start eating a lot more again. Think you could do that?
Oh, yeah, I think I could.
You think you'd get out of control real quick?
Yeah, but you know what, though? When you're 6'9",
you can't
fat.
Yeah.
You know, you're not fat then. You're just, oh, yeah, it's a big dude.
Power forward.
Look at him. Yeah, look at him.
He's become,
he's Robert Tractor Trailer.
the Tractor Trailer.
In the closing minutes of the SEC championship game against Tennessee, the Volunteers cut the Gators' 13-point lead down to 5. Ooh, that's called sometimes choke time, Coach. That's never good when you take that big lead and you're thinking about your victory speech. And you forget to play basketball, right? You forget you got to play golf or basketball or whatever. And then all of a sudden you say, oh, man, we could lose this sucker, huh?
I have one where someone reminded him of Scotland.
I love that name, Denzel Aberdeen. I have a place in Aberdeen, Scotland. I like that name, Aberdeen. And he's a good player, Coach. Very good. I'd like to have him say, no, not that good. You look like a good player.
Jesus.
He is really stupid. I have a place in Aberdeen, Scotland.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
He looked like a good player.
You look like a good player.
Timmy time coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 670. And there's also a five-minute holdup on southbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. Rev up Father's Day gift giving at summitracing.com. You'll find unique gifts, parts, tools, accessories, and more. Or give the perfect card, a Summit Racing gift card. Shop summitracing.com. Plus, enroll in the rewards program to get more power in every purchase. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Hey, tomorrow on this show, Teddy's back from whatever the hell he's doing today, and it's a good clean Wednesday, which means lots of your emails. We'll talk to Nicole Sheeran from 10TV, and Jeff Rimmer joins us. He will, I'm sure, have many thoughts about the potential Mike Babcock hire in Edmonton.
I also got big news back from the home front. It had been quiet for a while. Maybe they didn't have the cell reception there. He got the haircut.
He got it? Did you see a picture?
I haven't seen a picture yet because she took him to the park to play some pickleball. So she's at the store and she can't snap a picture of him because they're not together right now, but I will have a full description.
I'm excited.
I cannot wait to see my son's face.
I hope he actually got it cut off.
I do, too.
And it wasn't just like a little trim.
I hope it's not a big tease, right? Where right. It's still moppy and he's pushing it forward. I'm gonna take that hair and I'm going to pull it back. I'm going to comb it back. I'm going to put some
hot
hair
VO5
clay in
oil.
It. I'm going to put it. I'm
yes.
going to pull it back. This is how it's going to be.
I'm going to see your forehead.
I'm going to show you what it's like.
All right, Timmy time.
Boys and girls, so boy, can you believe it's already June 9th here?
Well, will you
we're getting to a spot on the calendar where I was starting to think about now is the time for the summer blockbuster. Fam went out to a movie on Sunday. I didn't go with it. Was Obsession. Have you heard anything about Obsession
by Calvin Klein?
Yes, that's right. It's a movie about cologne.
You know,
you wear your CK underwear to
June 9th is. 69. So maybe
69.
You go home tonight. Yeah. Reimer? You ever do the...
Oh, gosh.
You know what 69 means there, Reimer?
Yes, I do know what it means.
There. It's funny. Funny you mentioned that. The same. I watched, just to kill some time, an old favorite of mine. It's not on my list, but if you want a good sneaky movie to try, it's called A History of Violence. Either of you heard of it? Came out probably early 2000s-ish.
Is that Viggo?
Yeah.
Oh, Viggo Mortensen, yes.
And Maria Bello, I think. Is that right? Is that the one actress's name? There is a 69 scene.
I was wondering how we were tied 69 to History of Violence together.
Never see that like in an actual major motion picture. I mean, it's really, other than that, it's just a standard rated
really,
R.
It's like,
it's a good flick. It's got
really,
Ed Harris. It's got William
really
Hurt in it.
We're trailblazers.
They were.
They were like the Jackie Robinson of 69s.
We're on the couch together watching this, and Sarah just goes, "Oh dear."
Oh,
and I said, "What?" I said, "What's the matter?" What? I mean, they're just having a little fun. Kids are gone.
That's right.
Just upstairs in their farmhouse. Just
we
got to
hear about
time.
You know 420 all the time. Well, it's 420.
Right.
Light up a doobie. Well, tonight it's 6-9.
You had,
right.
You had 6-7 the other day.
What
That's
do you
right.
do for 6-7? You just go home and go.
We blew through. I'm proud of us. We blew through June 7th and didn't have one.
Well, good. It was on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
That's right. Yeah.
69.
Shut up, Reimer. But today is 69, and we had a reference. So I thought part of the fun here, because this is going to be a Timmy's 10 here. These are the summer action movies that should be on everyone's list.
These are your recommendations.
These are rewatchable movies. These are through the years. I think I have a good mix of movies. And part of the way I want to unveil the list and the little partial quiz for you is I want to see if you are able to recognize what these movies are. Think big, right? You know me, my personality. Think what would be on my list and a couple of snippets that I tried to get off the beaten path a little bit from the movie to see if you can recognize it. This is one from what I deem might be the best overall movie on my list.
I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
What's that movie?
I have no idea.
No clue.
No.
No clue.
You know, that was the time I was most frightened, waiting for my turn. I'll never put on a life jacket again.
Jaws. I wasn't going to give you Donna, Donna, Donna. That's Robert Shaw.
It's been
right
a while
there.
Since I've seen the Jaws.
Has it been a while since you've
seen
the Jaws?
I enjoyed it. I've seen it many times, but it's been a while.
We talked a little bit about it last year, Benoit Stain, for its 50th anniversary back in 2025. And, you know, Steven Spielberg didn't really watch that movie ever until he sat into the cuck chair to watch the 50th. I just think it's a borderline perfect film. and the wife won't watch it with me.
Why?
She's too afraid to watch. She won't get in the water, so she doesn't really have to worry about that because she's not going anywhere near where sharks are going to attack.
Well,
if
right.
we ever go to the beach, she won't even get in. How can she not just enjoy the movie with me?
It's a good old-fashioned
It's good.
Eating kids movie.
It is.
I like it.
You get one in the beginning, another one about 30 minutes in, and then we're cutting the shark open, trying to find him. We're going to go out there. We're going to hire a crazy guy from town and kill it.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Beginning of that movie,
Yeah. And the mom.
Kids with the hanky-panky are out there. Yeah, no. That's what you get.
A little bit of this.
My baby does the hanky-panky.
Well, you just have that at the ready?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
It's right there. Okay, so.
Jaws. Good flick.
Jaws is got to be on everybody's list. You can find it in a lot of the streaming services. Now, this is another movie that was part of my childhood. Probably the most terrified I've ever been in a movie theater was watching this movie. And talk about summer blockbusters. I was on summer vacation in Wildwood when we all went to see this movie in the theater.
How can we possibly have the slightest idea what to expect?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You're meant to come down here and defend me against these characters, and the only one I've got on my side is the blood-sucking lawyer.
Hmm?
Is that Jurassic Park?
Yeah! It's Jurassic Park. That's Mr. Hammond right there. You spent so much time thinking about if you could. You didn't think and bother if you should. So Jurassic Park right there, 1993. Yes, right on the money, 1993. I was looking up some of the all-time box offices for these movies because Jaws is an interesting one. If you look up with inflation, Jaws raked in about $280 million, which you translate that to now, that's upwards of about $1.8 billion. So that's a top 10 movie. Jurassic Park, also a top 20 movie all time if you adjust it for the inflation. But I think with that one, it might have been the first movie for me, and I can still go back and watch it. There might be that one scene where they see the very first from a wide angle, the brontosauruses, where it looks a little bit superimposed. But when they're able to put in the mechanical dinosaurs and then work in the special effects off of that using both kinds, you really, your brain can't really keep track with what looks fake and what looks real to where it all just looks real and terrifying. And with the water in the cup and that T-Rex making those reverberations, the vibrations of the water.
Of course. What is the dumb kid's name?
Timmy.
Timmy.
Tim!
Get off that electric fence!
No, Tim! Yeah, it's going to electrocute you. What are you doing? So another one that is in that same era is a little clip from this movie that I had to put on my list.
Welcome to Earth.
Well, that's Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Also, Jeff Goldblum.
Are you a fan of Independence Day or not? I feel like you're a little bit more cool on that movie.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember enjoying it when I saw it as a kid.
It that to me, 1997?
Six,
yeah,
all right.
Within 1 year. That's a pretty good guess. That to me was just one of those event movies,
right?
Where everybody was at the movie theater to see that one.
Yeah, Mike, were you even alive in 1996?
No, I was not.
No, you weren't. Okay.
I've seen Independence Day, though.
Well, that's good. I hope you would have seen Independence Day. When that laser goes down there and blows up the entire White House, that's one of the best clips that we've ever seen. I mean, for the special effects speaking. I don't mean about just, you know, seeing the White House go and all those things. And so those three movies, Jaws, Jurassic Park, Independence Day, I have on my non-negotiables list. And there is one other movie that I put up in that category and had it that high. See if you know this clip.
Your other hand, honey, I can't hold you.
I can reach it.
So, give me your hand. Give me your other hand.
So, woman falls to her death there. You hear the screaming.
What was that movie?
That was Elsa, Give Me Your Hand, Give Me Your Other Hand. I have this one.
This is the second time I've had to reclaim my property from you.
It belongs in a museum.
So do you.
Last Crusade.
Yeah,
Indiana Jones.
If Teddy were here, I'm sure he's listening, though. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade,
91?
89.
Was it really?
Yeah, 1989. Oh, all right. Last Crusade. So those are my non-negotiables. I'll give you the other movies coming up here that you have to put on your list.
Look at you. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 after Grandview Avenue. It's a little stop and go from 315, and there's slower traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/visionzero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy, happy Tuesday to you.
I'll tell you what, I just saw Angela Pace out there today.
Great to see her.
She came in for Dom Tabari's retirement. She had a sign that simply said 1997 on it. And I said, what does that mean? And she said, that's the last time you vomited. And I said, you, my friend, are a super fan of this show, and you earned yourself another bottle of Grey Goose. Courtesy of me.
Angela Pace, it's great to see her. We need to have her back in to just hang out in the studio.
Well, I try and get her back in. You always put the kibosh on it, Timmy. I don't want her in here.
I thought that was Ted's thing.
Ted doesn't want her in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not here to speak for himself.
No, that's right. He's a giant racist.
What is he doing today? At a Klan meeting somewhere?
That's right. Come on. That's why he always takes the day off during the week. Oh, man. Got to sew the hood on my head.
Reimer, you know about the KKK?
Yeah.
I bet you would.
Mess you up.
That's good. All right.
Timmy,
so,
time.
Beamer, we left off. I was giving everybody my group of 10, Timmy's 10, summer action movies that should be on everyone's list. Rewatchables. These are my picks, and I've got, when I come to the end of this, I realize I have every decade covered except the 2010s. Maybe we can think about some of those movies as we go on, but I got Jaws, Jurassic Park, Independence Day, Last Crusade. I have a couple of clips here that I was using to try to see if Mike could identify the movie. This is the one I was telling you about earlier. This is, think you, okay?
Think me.
Yeah, when you think about this movie, one that is high on your list.
You, Matt Nagy.
I think this is one of your top five favorite movies. You may not have seen it in a while. I couldn't stop laughing when I watched the clip of this movie. It's at a turning point of the film. Something big happens. So here you go.
I don't know how much longer I can hold this.
One more.
Now it's a very dramatic portion of the movie. When you just isolate the audio, it sounds disgusting.
Yes.
But that is Terminator 2.
Yes. Yeah. That is, what's the character's name? He's the
Dyson.
Guy that Dyson, he created
Miles Dyson,
Skynet.
Is that right?
Yeah, he created the Skynet that was gonna eventually kill everybody.
Vacuum, right? James Dyson.
Yeah. So he's like holding a weight or whatever and trying to give them as much time as possible to get out. And
He's sacrificing himself.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So that he can blow up the lab.
He did the gave the ultimate sacrifice right there. He did something that was going to possibly kill humanity, so he's trying to give back. That's Terminator 2. That's on my list. I look in like a pure adrenaline category. And I wasn't going to go with multiple movies from a franchise, okay? So I'm not picking Terminator and Terminator 2. I thought if I had to go with the Terminator, I'm going to pick the second one right
there. Well, that's
there.
Because that is the superior picture.
Now
it's not a debate.
Now, Beam, I
quit asking.
I right. think you're with me on this 90s action flick. See if you guys can see what this one's from.
You a free man.
I said put the bunny back in the box.
Put the bunny back in the box.
I got nothing right now. I don't have it either.
That is Con Air.
It's been a while since I've seen
it. Been a while.
Like that better than The Rock?
It's close. It's close. I saw The Rock was in a streaming service just last night when I was flipping around. And that one's good. Face off
sucks.
Face Off? No, it sucks, but it's great. I thought, like, for a Nick Cage 90s action flick, Con Air, it even has Dave Chappelle getting tossed out of an airplane,
sure does.
Lands on a car in the middle of a town while, you know, a couple of oldies are driving to the senior citizen center. Oh, God. Dave
when
Chappelle
I watch that movie, I'm like, those metal boots must be the strongest thing in the world when Nick Cage is on top of that airplane.
Oh, my God.
Magnetic.
Cusack's in that movie, too. He's the U.S. Marshal or whoever. Speaking of U.S. Marshals.
Well, hell yes. I have a prosthetic arm. I must have murdered his wife, right?
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive. Both of us, one of our all-time favorites.
Switch the samples.
It's
my friend Richard Kimball is not well.
That's probably got the most story involved with its action. Maybe it lacks a little bit more of the action than the rest of these movies, but certainly it's an action flick.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Richard Kimball doesn't feel well.
I had to put, so The Fugitive 1993, Con Air 1997, then if we just want a category where it's this dude just killing people, then it's this movie. It's a flesh wound.
Taken?
Taken.
Taken. First of all, that's you. That's not Liam Neeson.
Well, I mean, depending on who you ask.
No, it's you.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like? I'd like you to replace all of Liam Neeson's dialogue in Taken. But it's as Gary Player is saying it.
It's you got taken, eh?
Hello, it's me, Gary Player. That's a flesh wound.
What about The Dark Knight in 2011, 2012?
Did that one get into the 2010s?
It did.
Yeah, I didn't put any. I guess I stayed away from those. I thought of, you know, comic book movies could be in its own categories. Well, certainly there's a lot of action in that, no doubt. I put Top Gun Maverick in my list. 2022 to hit the decade that we're in. That's the highest grossing movie on my list of 10 here, $1.5 billion, 15th all time. And news, of course, of another movie coming out in that series, which I am all for. I can't believe they had 40 years of space in between two of those. It seems like one.
Between.
No, I know. Thank you, Dave. It seems like one where they could have given it the Fast and Furious type of treatment. It's fighter jets. People are going to go to the box office. It's just cool, right? It's cool for guys of all ages to watch that stuff. I also, the last one on my list, 1999, The Matrix. A little sci-fi, a lot of action, though, nonstop, big trilogy after that. Keanu, Neo, Mr. Anderson.
I think Ted would be upset that you didn't go John Wick.
Yeah, for my Keanu movie, I'm much more attached to the Matrix.
The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Yes. The
very mattress that Vigo was on, right, Queen?
Oh, my God. We tore that mattress up. I'll tell you that.
So Jaws, Jurassic Park, Independence Day, Last Crusade, Terminator 2, Con Air, Top Gun Maverick, Taken, The Matrix, and The Fugitive. Put them on your list.
Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, 2 full hours. Austin Ward is hanging out with me. We'll talk to Berm. It was Camp Day 1 over at the Woody today. We'll talk to him at 6:30. And then we'll talk about Ohio State's offensive line in the 7 o'clock hour.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Beam, there was a difficult little spot. It was the same playoff, I believe, where Max Homa was in the U.S. Open qualifying on the longest day of golf yesterday, which we broke down some of the Buckeyes that advanced. Homa was out in the first round. He bogeyed his first hole, so it was like eight guys for three spots, so he was done.
Good old 8 for 3.
8 for 3. And then on the second group of the second hole that they played, because they whittled it down a bit, the local guy, because this one was in Canada, Adam Svensson is playing.
Adam Svensson is playing.
And Mike, his mind is all caught up in, okay, I didn't birdie, so that's it. I'm not going to make it in. But if he could have rolled in his putt for par, he very easily could have been one of the first alternates into the field. And just not thinking anything of it, he picked up his ball mark and just took a DNF. Did not F. And that was it. It was done.
Well,
not going. Not going to the Shinnecock.
I'm going to go home and take a DTF, and we'll see you tomorrow.
What? Come again?
Beamer? Come again?
Goodbye.
Reimer? Reimer, you know about the DTF?
Sure.
Yeah. It's June 9th. You know what that means.
Oh, yes.
69.
Yeah. Vigo. DTF. Vigo did it. You can too.
Beamer, it looks like you got something to say.
I'm going to refrain.
All right. See you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident that's on the left shoulder of westbound 670 after Leonard Avenue, causing some delay there. We also have a crash that's causing holdup on northbound 71 on the north side after East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
This 4th of July, celebrate freedom from bad sleep at Sleep Outfitters. Right now, save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses from the brands you know and trust. Plus, with select Sealy purchases, get a free adjustable base to help you sleep cooler, deeper, and more comfortably. Not sure which mattress is right for you? Our exclusive bed match diagnostic technology helps match your body to the perfect mattress in just minutes. And get free white glove delivery and setup, plus our lifetime price guarantee and 0% interest financing. Hurry into Sleep Outfitters. These deals won't last.